Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. I know I say this all the time, but this is one of my favorite times of the year because, I mean, have you noticed it too? Everything's just sort of, it's greening up. Things are bursting, you know, garden centers are full of flowers and people are out there doing stuff. And certainly, you know, Mother's Day is the official, or I guess unofficial time when you could start planting. But I know for a lot of us, we see these beautiful landscapes and we wonder, huh, I could never do that. How could I pull that off? I need some help. And that's what our show today is about. You know, our Outdoor Oasis show is talking to different people that can help you achieve that. Joining me on the phone line is someone that goes by the Garden Guy Landscaping, Matt Malinsky, who is the owner. Matt, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thank you, Lou.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and Garden Guy Landscaping. How did you guys get started?
Sure. I was a teacher. I was teaching for 20 years, and I started just sort of a side business. And the reason why the company is called a Garden Guy Landscaping is because originally I was just building raised garden beds and maintaining them throughout the season. And then those jobs turned into bigger jobs and turned into bigger jobs. And then next thing you know, And next thing you know, I'm a teacher. I have two little kids and I'm taking night classes at Triton College in horticulture.
Wow.
So yeah. And then after 20 years of teaching, I kind of felt like I had put my time in. I made my contribution and I decided to take the leap and start up my own crews and start up my own company.
So you start kind of as a side hustle, and obviously you were doing this because it was a passion, something that you really enjoyed, right?
Correct, absolutely.
And then the classes to learn more, then you really probably got your own education as to, you know, because I think a lot of people, you know, they see all these plants, they're like, oh, I'm going to put them all right next to each other. It's going to be great. And then it looks terrible because nobody wants to give stuff time to grow, or maybe things shouldn't be next to each other. I mean, there is a lot to know about this.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to play the long game when you're planning out your garden, because you got to give things time to grow. You want to make sure you understand, you know, how much sunlight stuff needs, how much water. That's often a common mistake is, you know, clustering plants together that have different water needs. Usually people understand how much sunlight a plant might need, but you have to be careful about how much water the different plants need. So, you know, understanding that things are going to bloom at different times of the year, understanding their mature height, their mature width, and, you know, that your garden doesn't, you know, outgrow its space just right over a couple of years.
Well, and I know, you know, I've got a bunch of friends of mine who are in the landscape business too. And I'm actually married to a woman who, you know, when we do any kind of landscaping, you know, people want it to look completely grown in and full and lush right away. And you said it, you know, just a couple minutes ago, you got to play the long game. You got to let this stuff grow. But I would imagine that by choosing the right plants and height and low and wide, you can achieve a nice look initially, but boy, you're really going to love it in a couple of months.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And it's really, you know, it's really that second season where things really begin to take off. You know, that first season is just making sure everything gets rooted, you know, correctly. But it's that second season where you see the payoff in it.
So you kind of start with the raised gardens and you realize that this is what I want to do. You start going with crews, but your business is a lot more than just raised garden beds, right? Talk about some of the other services and design
sure.
and things that you do.
Yeah. So we do everything from paver patios, natural stone, outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, landscape lighting, and landscape design.
Mm.
So pretty much a full install, you know, design, install, maintain company.
So people can come to you, Matt, and say, you know, I've got this backyard and I want that outdoor kitchen, or I want that gazebo, or I want that paver patio. You can help them with the design aspect of it, because right, it's tough to get people to visualize all that stuff. And I would imagine you know, you've got the ability to provide plans so they can kind of see what it's all going to look like.
Absolutely. So we do 3D renderings, which are extremely helpful. So you could see your house and what that patio, what that pergola, what that fire pit is actually going to look like against the backdrop of your house.
Mm.
So that's an extremely useful tool for customers to kind of put the whole picture together.
Right. And are you one that is, are you really open to different plant ideas, or over the years have you, you know, do you have sort of some tried and true things that when you're doing a design saying that, boy, you know, if we put this in, you're really going to like it. I mean, give me a little bit about what your philosophy is when you're doing this kind of stuff.
Sure. We try to be as creative as we can to make each project unique in its own way. Obviously we want to choose plants that are hardy in our area and that do well. Hydrangeas just come to mind because there are so many different varieties, so many different colors.
Yeah.
Such a great bloom. You know, the evergreens, and people are tending to go towards the boxwoods and getting away from the yews and the junipers. You know, purple leaf sand cherries is kind of a staple of ours that we like to use. It's a great tree shrub combination, a great way to add color all through the year because the leaves stay a dark red purple color. And even with the perennials, there's so many different options. We try to stick, you know, natives as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
But, you know, the salvias, the coneflowers, the black-eyed Susans, you know, the alliums, things that are going to attract butterflies, things that are going to, are great pollinators and are, you know, strong in our area as well.
I've also noticed a trend of late. I mean, it's been a few years that this has been going on, but are you seeing a lot of people, like, putting in tropicals? I mean, realizing that it's a short window, but you know, there's all these plants that, you know, people grow in Florida and places like that, that, you know, if you don't put it in the ground here till June, you'll get a few months out of that. Have you noticed that as a trend with people?
I'm not seeing a ton of that. I'm also kind of cautioning people when people go online, they take a look at different landscape ideas,
right,
you know, to sort of be careful where you're looking. You know, we get a lot of that too, even with our hardscapes, where, you know, people will come up with like really beautiful, great hardscape ideas with nice stone in between the walkways and, or grass in the walkways, which is nice, you know, if it doesn't snow, but it does here. So, you know, you have to kind of be careful when you're coming up with your design ideas to make sure that it's relevant to the Chicagoland area.
Boy, 100%, right? And it sounds like you're always keeping that in mind because, I mean, I tell people this all the time with other parts of things that they do with their home, like, oh, they do this in Arizona all the time. I'm like, well, yeah, it doesn't snow in Arizona, or, you know, it doesn't get below zero in Phoenix, you know, and so, you know, there's a big difference. And so choosing and doing the right things based on our, our weather and the full gamut of the whole year can really make a difference. And how about this year so far for you guys? I mean, we've had a fair amount of rain. It's got to be good for the plants now, right?
It's absolutely. So it's great for the plants now. Things are growing very well. From an installation standpoint, it's slowing us down a little bit because obviously it's hard to dig out patios and walkways and, you know, build outdoor kitchens when the ground's wet or when it's raining. As far as getting the season off running, I think people are super excited. The stores are packed. The phone lines are ringing.
And yeah.
People are excited to be outside. We have such a short window. We've been spoiled the last couple of years with our winters where it hasn't been too harsh, but it is a pretty short window. You have 120, 150 days of really good weather to be outside. So it's nice to have this early start, and, you know, it's our job to kind of get people outside and make them stay outside.
Now I have to, you know, think about this because, you know, you're focusing on, building gazebos and fire pits and whatnot, but you also, like, after someone were to hire you to do that stuff, will you maintain what you've installed as well? I mean, you know, if you go do that beautiful landscape design that, you know, creates a beautiful backyard with all that stuff and all the plantings, can they then hire your company to come and maintain it all?
Absolutely. So we also have a maintenance division to our company. So that is also one of the services we provide.
The Garden Guy Landscaping started as a teacher, worked a side hustle, and it turned into a nice, thriving business. And you can tell that Matt is very passionate about his work. How do people get a hold of you if they'd like to get an estimate to do any of the services and installs that we spoke of this morning?
Sure. They could call our office. It's 224-676-0222. The website is agardenguylandscaping.com, or you could send us an email at agardenguy@gmail.com.
Matt Malinsky is the owner of A Garden Guy Landscaping. I really appreciate you taking the time. Like you said, it's a short window, so you're busy putting stuff in, and I hope you get lots of calls and buzzes onto your website and get some activity out there and help some of our listeners out.
I really appreciate that. And happy Mother's Day to everybody. Happy Mother's Day, obviously, to my family and all the families out there.
That's great. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4LOU. That website, again, is agardenguylandscaping.com, agardenguylandscaping.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.